Get ready Thursday mornings to listen to Maulana Ibrahim Baum as he discusses common social issues prevalent in our society today.
This is the social program on Radio Islam International, and we are joined on the line by Maulana Ibrahim Baum. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
Always a pleasure to have Maulana with us on Radio Islam International. How are you doing, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, Allah has been very kind. We ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat.
Ameen.
And we ask Allah Ta'ala for His continued kindness and His protection, especially in these trying and challenging circumstances. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, his uncle, that, O Abbas, O my uncle, ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. There is no greater dua and no greater thing that you can ask from Allah Ta'ala than afiyat. And afiyat means a sense of well-being with regard to every aspect of our life. And we should always be asking Allah Ta'ala for afiyat and not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any difficulty to come upon us, because we are weak and we do not know how we will respond to difficulties.
That is so true. We should continue to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us afiyat, and it is one of the greatest blessings after iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person afiyat. Maulana, the discussion that we have in this morning on the program regarding illness, you know, the wisdom of illness and the etiquette of comforting the ill.
Yes, I think the first thing to start off in this particular regard is that we should never, ever take health for granted. We always know the adage in Urdu, Tandurusti Hazar Ni'mat, that health is 1,000 blessings in one. Sometimes a person can have everything. He can have wealth, but if he doesn't have health, then he will not be able to enjoy any other blessing. I heard from an American scholar who was saying that one of the greatest person in terms of wealth, not saying greatest in any other sense, was, I think, Harry Ford or something like that. I might be mistaken, but I do recall him saying that towards the end of his life, the muscles with regard to his eyes failed him. And because of that, he had to use a small stick, a small matchstick, to keep his eyes open, despite his enormous wealth. That was the situation with regard to him. Now, what is the use of having great amount of wealth when you cannot enjoy your life because of health considerations and health, aspects and health complications? Now, that doesn't mean that, of course, that we have any control with regard to it. Sometimes it happens beyond our control. But what is important for us is for us to preserve our health. And it is so surprising that in this whole particular episode, this basic command where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, we have made it into a political issue. So people have been trying to score, you know, so silly points over one another, despite the fact that this is quite a clear-cut injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have tried to score points and show that we are more tawakkul than you, because we do not follow health protocols. And I beg your pardon, I mean, if you are feeling cold in a winter and you wear jersey, how is that against tawakkul? How is that against that you have more tawakkul if I don't wear a jersey? So if a person, you know, wants to use health protocols, stop stigmatizing and looking down upon him and regard yourself as superior because you feel that I don't need to do that. Well, that's your prerogative. You are individual, you can do. But don't stigmatize or look down upon other people and make it a political point to score. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali has made mention of a very amazing incident. And Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali speaks about it in this way. He says a king was going out on an expedition. He was going out on a journey and they had to cross a volume of water. So they had to cross a stream or a dam or a lake or a sea or an ocean, whatever. And they had to go through a boat. Now, there was one person who was getting seasick, and he was making everyone's life in the boat, you know, a horror. He was making everyone's life an inconvenience, complaining that this is not right, this is not right, this is not right. So So when he continued doing so, someone came to the king and said, allow me to treat him. So the king said, how are you going to treat him? He said, leave it to me. So he took him one day and he threw him into the ocean, threw him into the body of water. And he threw another particular type of log of wood with him so that he could cling on to it and come back to safety. After he came back to safety, he never ever complained. He never ever complained. So the king said, now, how did you manage to stop his complaining via this method? So he said he didn't realize the safety the ship was providing in the depth of the ocean. He didn't realize there is a depth of an ocean there. There is dangers lurking. I can drown if I'm not in the ship. When he realized the dangers, then he came to realize the value of the ship. Sheikh Sari Rahmatullah Ali makes mention of this incident and he said, people don't realize the value of health until sickness overtakes them. When they become sick, then they realize what a great ni'mat, what a great favor health was. So don't let us fall into the same category of not looking after our health and thereafter we will regret. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always preserve our health. Allahumma inni as'aluka siha wal'iffa wal'amanata wa husna al-khulqi wal-ridha bil-qadr. One of the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Allah, I seek health. Allahumma inna as'aluka siha. So if health was not important, why did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make a specific du'a with regard to health? So I think the first point that we have to keep in mind is the aspect of preserving our health.
Certainly good health is one of the greatest blessings. No matter what you're going through, no matter what challenge you're facing, if you have good health, you have been blessed, and you should continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful for the good health that you have.
Yes, and I think, of course, it doesn't mean that we are not going to fall sick from time to time. We will get that particular type of sickness. And when it does come upon us, how do we react to it? And I think that is something that we have to perhaps spend some time in today's program speaking about. In the hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us an indication with regard to it, that illness and sickness is just not merely an affliction and a calamity. It is not only a deterioration of our health for which we need to find remedies and cure and go to doctors for medicine and medication. Nothing against that in our Sharia. But we can't leave it only at that. Otherwise, we will remain unaware of the lessons and wisdom behind illness, which illness is designed to bring us. And let me relate the hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day addressing the Sahaba said, it's philosophy and wisdom. And he said, when a mu'min falls ill, and thereafter Allah grants him shifa and cure, the illness becomes an atonement for his past minor sins and a warning or maybe a reminder for the future. So when a person becomes ill, it is a cure. The illness is an atonement for his past minor sins. And the second thing is, it is a lesson for the future. So when a Muslim becomes ill, this is what the situation is, that illness becomes the means of the atonement of his sins of the past and a lesson for the future. And when a munafiq and the hypocrite succumbs to illness and then gets cured, he gains nothing from it. And his example is like a camel whose owner tied it up and then untied it while it has no idea why it was tied or untied. And that is how a munafiq looks at illness, where a believer looks at illness in such a way that Allah Ta'ala has got, through the means of illness, an atonement of his sins, his past minor sins, and a lesson for the future. So that is one of the aspects that we have to keep in mind with regard to illness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the means of illness, wipes away his past minor sins, and with regard to this particular aspect, is also a lesson for the future. So this is one of the aspects with regard to illness, and there are many other aspects with regard to illness we will go on to make mention of. And of course, what I would like from the listeners is people could give us their experience with regard to their own illness or the illness of a close family members. How have they dealt with it? What have they done with regard to it? And in this particular regard, how did they go about their own illness or the illness of their near and dear ones, which of course can be of benefit not only for themselves, for other people also who are facing these challenges, especially in these times. And of course, we all know that because of the COVID-19 virus, many people are ill. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah Ta'ala grant them shifa. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant them complete and speedy recovery and shifa. May Allah make it easy for those infected and affected. Why we use the word infected and affected is because it's not only the people who are ill, the people who are living around them, they also have to bear the difficulty of the sick patient. They are the ones who have to see the difficulty. They have to see the process a person goes through. So I think this is very important. How does illness impact upon those infected or those who are affected? So I think that is an important point. And maybe if there is people who have had experience and who have had some positive experience, how do they deal with it so that you could share it with our listeners? And today, now is the time, respected listeners, not for us to score points. Now is the time for us to show kindness and compassion. Now is not the time for us to show who is right and who is wrong. And it's so unfortunate that petty-minded people are still doing that. They want to still use the pandemic and the epidemic to try and show how great they are and how academic they are. Leave all that aside. We don't need that. What we need now is kindness and compassion to the difficulty that people are facing.
So to the listeners, you can interact with us. We love to hear from you. Share with us any experience that you have gone through, if you faced illness in the past, and how did you deal with it? Or even if it's a family member, how did you deal with it, the experience? How did it impact or change your life? It would be a means of motivation to the other listeners as well. 0727861548. Later on in the program, we will open the lines as well. We are discussing the wisdom of illness and also the etiquettes of comforting the ill. Maulana, you mentioned at the first point that it's not just a calamity, but rather it's for a believer, it becomes a means of atonement of his minor sins and so on, a warning for the future. And there are many other wisdoms when it comes to illness.
Yes, there is no doubt there is this. One of the things is that, a hypocrite, one who is weak in faith and a person who is weak in iman, when he falls ill and gets cured, he has no idea, nor bothers to find out why he got sick, who granted him shifa, what was the reason for his illness and sickness. A mu'min, however, will never allow such heedlessness to overtake him, but will try and fathom the reason. And in the hadith, Nabi Karim s.a.w. has made mention with regard to it. One of it is that through the means of illness, and we never make dua for this. You see, it's very important for us to understand this. And I will relate a very interesting incident of one of our great scholars, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, with regard to this. But let me first relate one hadith. People were speaking about fever in the presence of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, that why, what causes fever. And it shows that these type of discussions happen in the presence of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one person, said something very, bad about fever. Fever is so bad and it's like this, and he abused it. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tasubbaha. Don't only speak bad about fever, because there is another dimension with regard to it, because it removes guna and sin the way fire removes the impurity of iron. And it removes the impurity of iron. That's the way fire removes the impurity of iron. In a similar manner, fever, high fever, removes the sin of a person. Right. So this is how Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mention with regard to sickness and illness. Now, what I would like to say that I read somewhere about Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali was addressing his disciples, right? And he was relating these ahadith in which he mentioned that illness wipes away a person's sins, and through the means of illness, a person's sins are elevated. He was speaking about and giving this discourse how pious people became ill, how Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became ill, how Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was ill, you know, he had such high fever and he was in pain, his body was racked with pain, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while in his illness that led to his death, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand in water, put it upon his forehead and said, Inna lil mauti sakarat. Verily the pangs of death are very, very severe. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only on that occasion, on many occasions in his life, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had illness. Hazrat Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala's illness is very well known, that how long he had illness to such an extent that his entire body was wrecked because of that illness. And he had a type of illness that his the flesh was withering away, and there was, you know, worms and animals that were in his flesh. And, you know, because of that, he reached that particular situation. And at that time, he made dua to Almighty Allah. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ مَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And recall Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, when he called out towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, difficulty has come upon me, illness has come upon me, and you are the Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful of those people who show mercy. That shows in illness we don't show bravery. We show, when we ask and we beseech Allah ta'ala for his mercy and forgiveness. Nevertheless, coming back to this incident, Haji Nadla Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi was speaking about illness. That illness, through it, Allah ta'ala washes away your sin. Allah ta'ala elevates your status. How the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam got ill when someone came in the gathering. And he said, Haji Sahab, such and such person in my family, a near and dear one is sick. Make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant him shifa. Allah ta'ala grant him cure. Now the gathering is waiting. Hazrat Haji Abdullah was speaking about illness. He was speaking that through the means of illness, Allah Ta'ala elevates your status. And now a person is coming and said, oh, Haji Sahib, make dua. Said, my close relative is sick. So he lifted up his hands in dua. And what an amazing dua he made. Oh Allah, no doubt there are positive aspects in illness. It wipes away the sins of a person. It elevates the status of a person. But Ya Allah, we are weak. You have created us weak. We are unable to appreciate this aspect of illness, the positive aspect of illness. We are unable to appreciate it. Change it to another blessing and favor of yours, which is health. What a beautiful dua. And how he brought the balance. Oh Allah, there are aspects with regard to illness that, you know, it elevates the status of a person, it wipes away his sins. But Ya Allah, we are very weak. We can't appreciate that favor of yours. We are weak. You grant us a favor which is more appropriate for our temperament. We are weak. Ya Allah, grant us your favor of health, because health is also a favor of yours. And that is, I think, how our, before anyone becomes ill, that is how we are supposed to make dua. We don't ask Allah Ta'ala for illness to get elevated status. Ya Allah, you've got the capacity to give us that status without illness. And we make that dua. So as a Haji Imdadullah, what a beautiful aspect. He said, Ya Allah, there is some positive aspects with regard to illness. It wipes away sins. It elevates the status. We are weak to accept that particular type of favor of yours. Ya Allah, change that favor of yours into a favor of health, which is also a favor of yours.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to appreciate the good health that we have continued to make dua to Allah, that Allah keep us with good health. It's 29 minutes to the hour of 10. This is the social program on Radio Islam International. It's time for an ad break. And when we come back, we will continue with this discussion. You can interact with us, 072-786-1548.
Something for everyone on your favorite learning station. This is Radio Islam International.
This is the social program on Radio Islam International with Maulana Ibrahim Baham. And this week on the program, we are discussing the wisdom of illness and the etiquette of comforting the ill. One or two messages that have come through. Maulana, I'll just share it with you before we continue. One saying that, Jazakumullah, shukran for the beautiful program. I was not well, and when I tested positive for COVID-19, I remained in a positive mindset because of the different ahadith and the different the different ahadith that were mentioned to me, that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what it kept me in a positive mindset and hoping that it would all come to an end soon. That is the experience that they went through, Maulana.
Jazakumullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for those type of very important messages, which gives consolation for those people who are, ill, and with regard to those people who have near and dear ones who are ill. Now, of course, how do we deal with it? I mean, see, there is no doubt that the person who is ill, Allah ta'ala accepts his dua. It is reported in a hadith that the dua of a sick person is like the dua of the malaika. You know, so a person's person who is sick, his du'as are very greatly accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I made mention with regard to when I went to go and visit Mawlana Ubaidullah Anwar, the son of Mawlana Hassan Amritsi rahmatullah alayh, the Khalifa of Ma'atani rahmatullah alayh. He said that there are four people's du'as who are accepted by Allah. All of them, they start off with Mim. Ma, the du'a of the mother. Musafir, the du'a of the musafir. The du'a of the marid, the du'a of the sick person. And the du'a of the muttar, the one who is, helpless and who is in great amount of difficulty. So one of the du'as that is accepted by Allah Ta'ala is the du'a of a sick person. So the sick person must make du'a for himself and for others. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told the person who comes and visits a sick person that ask him to make du'a for you because his du'as are accepted. So when you go and visit a sick person, not only are you providing consolation, you are also benefiting if you ask him to make dua because his dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very important point that we have to keep in mind. Now, the attitude with regard to those people who are sick. One is that we should always be calm. We should never lose focus and become frustrated or despondent. Keep in mind the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in for us. Be pleased with the decree of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah ta'ala to remove the illness and the difficulty. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, even if your shoelaces break, then ask Allah ta'ala. So when even if a minor thing like that you have to ask for Allah ta'ala, then if you are ill, ask Allah ta'ala to grant you shifa. Don't behave evil thoughts about Allah. Become angry, become frustrated, because that is not worthy of a bondsman, to become annoyed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creator. Yes, we have to ask Allah for afiyat. We have to ask Allah for shifa. Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam made mention with regard to this. Therefore, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us du'as that we are supposed to read when we are sick. Rabbin nas, mudhabil bas, washfi anta shafi, la shafiya illa anta, shifauka la yugadiru sakama. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when you go to a person and he is sick and ill, make dua for him. As'alullah al-azim, rabbil arsh al-azim, ay yashfiq, Allahumma shfihi, Allahumma afi. All these duas are made mention in the hadith. So we ask Allah Ta'ala, we turn to Almighty Allah. And one of the things that I have been telling a lot of people, and I have been sharing this with other people, which is amongst the duas of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious people. In Hizbul Azam, there is one this dua. Allahumma arhamni bi qudratika alayya. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me because of the qudrat that you have over us. What an amazing thing. Even when you are sick, now that's the dua to make. Oh Allah, we are weak. We are helpless. You are going to grant us shifa. Because of that power that you have over us, that you are the one who can grant shifa. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us because of that power and authority you wield over us. And that power and authority you have over us. Subhanallah. Always ask Allah, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. So, Mawlana, we can ask the listeners to send messages or even to call in with regard to the experience. Jazakumullah.
0727860 1548, that is the WhatsApp number. And if you'd like to call us as well, 011-854-1548. The lines are open. Our engineer is standing by.
Hello.
To take your calls. G. Maulana, you can continue.
Yes, I think these are some of the aspects. And also, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna likulli da'in dawa fatadawawu." O believers, for every illness, Allah has created a cure. I always make mention.
Maulana is still there. Okay, we seem to.
And we were the ones who were giving and providing medicine for the sick of this world. Today we are not there. We only sit from the sidelines and we complain. This one is like this, this vaccine is like that. I'm not pro and cons with regard to it. Everyone must make their own choices. But we are only have become so weak and petty that we are only on the sidelines complaining. We are no more people who are giving solutions. And it's so sad to see our weakness. It's so sad to see our pitiable condition. There was a time when Muslims were in the forefront. Today, we're not in the forefront. So other people are the ones who are providing solutions, right or wrong with regard to those solutions. They are the ones who are giving it. We are no more there. You know, so, but Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if we had understood the teachings of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we would have been in the forefront. Because Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for every illness, there is a cure. Right, and in that particular regard, we should have been the one to provide and not only talk about it, provide and show people what the cure is. But we are not in that. So Nabi Karim Sallam said, for every illness there is a cure. O people, O believers, go and seek that cure. Go and take medication. So take the best medication. Go and take the best medication, whatever you feel from seeking. First, alu ahla zikri in kuntum la ta'alamun. Ask people of expertise if you do not know. Now who are you going to ask from? If you yourself are not a doctor, neem mullah khatra e jaan. No, neem mullah khatra iman. Neem hakim khatra e jaan. Half-baked an alim will be a threat to your iman. Neem mullah khatra e iman. The half-baked alim will be a threat and a danger to your iman. And a half-baked doctor or hakim will be a danger to your health and to your life. So you go to the best people, and you have to go to people who are experts. And that is sometimes which I find very, you know, ironical, that when people get sick, they go to the doctors. They go to the same doctors whom they trust, whoever it is, your local GP or your specialist. And then when the doctors normally tell you something, you tell them, you know nothing. We know more than you because we read it in social media. You know, so it's sometimes very ironical and sometimes very, petty, for lack of a better word. But anyway, one of the things is, do not have any evil thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not become angry, annoyed. Do not become impatient and intolerant and objecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes people say such words which are not appropriate. And we have to be careful with regard to saying words which are not appropriate at the time of our difficulty. You know, one day Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to a woman who had lost, I think it was a son or someone was near and dear to her. And she was overwhelmed by the occasion, and she said certain things that were inappropriate. And then when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went away, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized that she's overwhelmed by the difficulty. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't tell her anything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went away. Then she realized and she came and asked Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for forgiveness. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. Sabr is on the first occasion. Sometimes when you hear about the sickness, take the time to make sabr. Take the time not to say things that are inappropriate. So after a while, after 3-4 days of sickness, you're going to have to bear it. So very important is that we show patience at the time of the first information with regard to the sickness. So we have to be very, very careful with regard to it. And we have to be, taking and have tafweez. Tafweez means we resign ourselves and we turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there's a very beautiful aspect in Surah Al-Falaq. قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. Oh, the one, say, I seek refuge and I seek the protection of the Lord of daybreak from the evil that you have created. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. So what are you saying to Allah Ta'ala in this whole particular aspect of Surah Al-Falaq? Oh Allah, you are the one who has brought about any type of difficulty. Now you remove that difficulty which you have brought upon because you are the one who has the full power and authority over the difficulty. And in this particular regard, as a Mufti Muttab Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. He said, if you go to a friend's place and he's got a vicious dog at the door, he said, you've got two things now you do. One is you go and fight with the dog because you want to go and visit your friend. So that the dog is right at the front gate and you want to go in and his house is inside. So you have to pass the front gate to go inside. So there's a dog there. What are you going to do? Are you going to fight with the dog? Maybe the dog will harm you. Or are you going to ask the owner of the dog who knows the dog, you know, I want to come in, ring the bell, please remove this dog. It knows you. It will not harm you. It will perhaps harm me. what will you do? Everyone will say, I will do the second thing. I will go and ask the owner of the dog to remove the dog. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah used to say the very same thing. Allah is the owner, and Allah knows, and Allah Ta'ala has full control over the difficulty. Don't try and contend with the difficulty yourself. Ask Allah, who has control over the difficulty, to remove that difficulty.
You can continue to interact with us. Malana, there's a question that has come through here, and they're asking for clarification from Malana. They're saying that it's been a lovely program and we've really enjoyed it. We find that we do make dua for those that are sick, that Allah grant them shifa kamila, especially for those who are infected with the virus. Yet we've heard that if they pass on, the reward is that of a shaheed. So something that we all aspire for. So how do we manage the two? Or they just would like some explanation to this.
Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu always sought shahadat, but he didn't get shahadat. And he passed away on a sick bed while he was sick. And he used to, at that time of death, he used to regret and said, I went out into a battle always thinking that maybe Allah will give me shahadat in this battle, but I didn't get shahadat. And now I'm dying on a bed. And there are reasons why Allah Ta'ala didn't take his life, or Allah didn't allow him to be passed away as a martyr, because he was Saifullah, the sword of Allah. And it was not appropriate for the sword of Allah Ta'ala to fall in a battle against an enemy. But anyway, that's a divine wisdom. However, what I'm trying to say is, he didn't go out there and go and ask and say, I'm going to go and kill myself, I'm going to get myself killed. You know, he took his necessary precaution until he died on a bed. So even if there is a reward with regard to shahid, we don't go and kill ourselves to get that particular reward. We take our necessary precaution, and if it overtakes us, then of course we take consolation that it will be the death of a shaheed. It doesn't mean that you don't look after your health and you allow your health to deteriorate to be able to get that particular type of bounty that you feel that you will be able to get by passing away as a shaheed. I hope that clarifies.
Jazakallah khair for that clarification. The listeners, you can still interact with us. There's about 12 minutes left on the program. Whatever you'd like to share with us, any experience that you've had, if you've gone through an illness or someone in your family has been ill, and the experience, if you'd like to share it with us, 0727861548, that is the WhatsApp number. The lines are also open on 011-854-1548. Maulana, you can continue.
Yes, I think one important thing was talking about tafweed. We have to clearly understand we cannot escape the decisions of Allah Ta'ala with regard to any matter in our life. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has decided will happen. Wa makaru wa makar Allah. No matter how much we may wish otherwise. So believe that everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And if He has decided something, then there could be some aspect of goodness which we cannot discern. Right? So accept the decision of Allah. However, after having accepted the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we make the tadbir, utilizing permissible means and adopting precautionary measures. That follows that tafweed. So the first thing is to accept that particular fact that Allah ta'ala has control over our lives and He makes the decision. Then we make tadbir. And after that tafweed, we ask Allah Ta'ala, and there is nothing wrong. Allah is the one who created. I just gave you the example of Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, min sharri ma khalaq. We are required to hand all our affairs and decisions over to Allah and be satisfied with whatever He decides for us. However, we have to at the same time knock at His door like beggars, knowing that Allah Ta'ala is the one who will finally grant shifa, and He will decide on our matter. And we will ask Allah Ta'ala to decide on our matter in a way that is pleasing to us, and decide on our matter in a way that we are happy with it. And that's a natural human instinct. There's nothing wrong with regard to that particular matter.
Another question that has come through, just on this discussion of illness. A person saying that due to the current situation in the country, I feel myself feeling very anxious and sometimes a bit fearful. Is there anything that I can read? And also, I've heard that this is not a good quality for a believer, Maulana.
No, there's nothing wrong. I made mention of it last week. There's absolutely nothing wrong to have fear and to have anxiety. To have fear is something that is natural. I made mention last week with regard to that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was told to throw down the staff, it turned into a stick. Wallah mubira wallah mu'aqib. He turned around and he fled from there because of a natural human aversion and a fear for snake. So if you are feeling afraid, it's natural. if you are feeling anxious, there is natural. There is nothing against tawakkul with regard to it. Allah Ta'ala makes mention that when the Sahaba saw the enemies at the time of the Battle of Ahzab, وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ, their hearts came to their throats. So there is nothing wrong in you having that anxiety and fear. It's a natural thing. Everyone at this particular stage is in that. What is not right is that now we need to channel that into a positive direction. We don't become frustrated or overwhelmed with despondency. Because despondency is exactly the primary thing Shaitan wants from us. One of the words of Iblis, one of the root words of the word Iblis is ablasa yablisu, to despair. Ulama say one of the greatest guna in sins is to be overwhelmed by despondency. In one hadith which Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa has made mention was kabair, the major sins. One of the major sins is, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa said, to be overwhelmed with despondency. So to have fear, there is nothing wrong. What is wrong is that we allow that fear to make us despondent and despair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. That is something that is not right.
A number of messages that have come through sharing their experience. The one saying that, Alhamdulillah, I'm just recovering from COVID and I was in ICU for 14 days. I say that the journey was very challenging, but Alhamdulillah, through the community and the support and the family support was tremendous. The du'as that they kept on giving us is what helped us through this difficult period.
One of the things that I would like to also recommend is that read Lord Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. It's an excellent way of reminding us that whatever worries we have or problems we face, Allah has the answer and cure to all of them. And He's the only one who can really do what is best for us. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Allah is sufficient for me. He is the best guardian. He is the best protector. So this is something that we used to read. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nur rahmatullah alayh, even to those his muridin, and those who used to become bad to him, very few people had become bad to Muhammad bin Nuri, because he was more a muhaddith, a scholar of hadith, than a Sufi sheikh. But although there were few people who were there, one of the things that I remember very, very clearly, that when I came to Newtown, Haji Yusuf Mia, known as Pinky Mia, the father of Junaid Mia and Maulana Ahmed Mia, told me once that I went to Karachi and I asked Maulana to make me bet. So Maulana first told me no, and I insisted, and I became bet to Maulana bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi subhanallah. And that was very, very, you know, dear to me, because I just come and completed my studies from Newtown, and I'd come to Newtown, from Newtown, Karachi to Newtown, Johannesburg. And, you know, he was the Amir of the Jamaat at that time, and he told me that. So it is something that he said that Maulana told me to read Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. So, and then also read the 99 names of Allah. If you read the 99 names of Allah, what is amazing is that you will find that most of the names of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy. There are very few names of Almighty Allah in the 99 names, which are those, the magnificence of Allah, or the one that are depict Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger. Mawlana Tariq Jamil in his bayan make mention of two. Then that also he gives an explanation with regard to the two. Most of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those which invoke the mercy of Almighty Allah. If you look at, for example, in many of the books of du'as, right, Mawlana Yunus Palanpuri's du'a book, you know, he's got this, and then in there also in his daily recommended du'as, you got the 99 names. In Hizbul Azam, in the Saturday section of the Hizbul Azam, they are the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever you get a chance, read the 99 names of Almighty Allah. And our ulama have made mention that to read what duha, you know, especially when you feel anxious. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not receive wahi for a long period of time. And because of that, the Meccans ridiculed Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became grief-stricken. Thereafter, the surah was revealed. It gave consolation to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a reminder to see life in the greatest scheme of things, to be grateful to what Allah has granted us, and never giving up on the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have made mention that this surah is almost like a direct prescription from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anxiety. So, you know, these are just some of the things that I can recommend at the cursory, you know, glance and at level which people have asked for. And I think that these are very, very important. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir, surah wa duha, and the 99 names of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always seek Allah Ta'ala's protection from shaitan, who tries to create within us depression and to try to create within us aspects that will lead us away from the mercy and seeking help from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm.
Another message that has come through saying that it was the ayah of the Quran, Inna Rabbi Qareebun Mujib, that really kept us positive or gave us a positive mindset when we were ill. Our whole house was ill and we had to look after my father-in-law as well. But just reading this ayah and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would answer our du'as is what kept our morale and hope up. Alhamdulillah, we all are recovering.
MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant. And of course, one of the aspects is to read Surah Fatiha. We take this for granted. I mean, this is such a very great subhanAllah. There are so many examples with regard to it. One day, Sahaba were going through a tribe, and the tribe didn't deal with them very well. And Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu was in that particular tribe, and the leader of the tribe was bitten, I think by a scorpion or a snake. And they asked, then the tribe came to Sahaba, do you have anything with regard to, you know, reading something or doing something that can cure our chief? And Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu read Surah Fatiha. There are various ways of reading Surah Fatiha, to blow it on water, etc., or to take it and use it on your saliva and then put it on the place of your pain. And the person was cured. And they gave the Sahaba quite a bit of gifts after that. So when they came back to Medina Munawwara, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that what happened to those gifts? Well, that was a ni'mat and a bounty from Almighty Allah, a boon from Almighty Allah. You didn't have anything. You were in a travel. You didn't have anything and you needed something. And through the means of this, and then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Sayyid al-Khudri, and Abu Sayyid al-Khudri said, this is what I read. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fated him and said that you had done something very great, because Surah Fatiha is known as Surah al-Shifa. So these are just some of the things that we can adopt with regard to, you know, at a time when we are ill, especially for the people who are ill. Tafweez in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never become overwhelmed by frustration and despondency. Read some of the du'as that we have given, adopt tafweez, and especially spend your time in reflection. And if you remember, I said that there are two aspects with regard to illness, which is made mention in the hadith of Abu Dawud. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, let me repeat that hadith and we'll conclude the program today with regard to it. That Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a mu'min falls ill, thereafter Allah grants him shifa, the illness serves two purposes. One is an atonement for the minor sins of the past and an aspect of the future. That it is a lesson for the future. This can be looked at from two aspects the ulama have written. One, it brings about a timely reminder that we are never going to live in this world forever. So always remember your eternal abode at every given time. So sometimes illness comes to make us realize that aspect. And sometimes also, it also keeps us in mind that whatever difficulties come, it is part of our temporary sojourn and our temporary abode in this material world.
Jazakumullah khairan, Maulana, for the lovely program this morning. To the listeners, Jazakumullah khairan to you for all of the messages and contributing to the program. The podcast will be available later on, inshallah. Maulana, lovely program. Jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, we'll speak to you next week.
Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With that, we come to the end of the social program this morning. Lots to look forward to on Radio Islam International throughout the day. From myself, Ibrahim Daya, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.